I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hello, world. This is Deontay Henderson, welcoming you back to another episode of Just Deontay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all of you from all over the world, from other worlds, from different countries, from different universes, galaxies, the mermaids in the ocean, aliens out there, anyone out there listening. I appreciate your love and support. Thank you so much for tuning in. And for the new listeners out there, welcome to the show. Today, what I want to talk to you about is an abundance mentality and the importance of it. So what I've been looking at lately, just in life for myself and for friends and family, what I see is a lot of people get discouraged when they don't get something they want. And that could be from a job, if they're trying to publish a book, a publisher turning them down, if they're an artist trying to get signed to a record label turning them down, athletes getting cut from teams, guys and girls getting rejected by other guys and girls, and just not getting what you want, right? What I want to explain to you is you cannot care. If you love something enough, you just got to keep going. You have to understand, you know the old saying, if one door closes, another door opens? Understand that. If one door closes in your face, understand that there's billions of more houses out there. And behind one of those doors is that opportunity that you deserve. And you just got to keep going. So, for example, if you're a guy and there's a girl that you really like and she turns you down, oh well, so what? There's 3.7 now, I believe. It was 5, but I believe there's 3.7 other billion women on this planet. If one turns you down, I'm sure there's thousands out there, if not just that one, that will want you for you. Stop getting upset. Don't let one no ruin your day, your week, your life. So what if that publishing company doesn't think your story is good enough? So what if that record label doesn't think you're the right artist for them? So what if that coach cuts you from his team? There's more teams out there. It does not matter if they tell you no. If you love it enough, you know you're good. If you know you really have the talent, you have to understand that you might not match with everybody out there or every opportunity. That thing or that person or that team just doesn't see it right now. And later when they do come back, you're going to have to tell them that they're going to have to pay double for you because they didn't give you a shot the first time. Understand that, just because someone tells you no does not mean you're not good enough. It means they just don't see the greatness in you yet. And that's okay. Make sure that you keep perfecting that greatness and someone else or something else will give you the shot you deserve. You don't just stop. Like, or even if no one's giving you an opportunity, you can just create your own. I always go back to this metaphor. And I usually say Jay-Z, no label wanted him, he made his own. And now I'm looking at other guys, I see Russ. Like, Russ is a rapper out there, he's doing very well for himself. He did his own thing, made his own label, made his own music, featured himself in his own songs. Do your own thing. And now labels want him because he's so good that he's undeniable. Become undeniable. Become so great in your field that you're undeniable and people are begging you for your services, your time, your efforts, your talent. You're okay. It's going to be okay. Keep going. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time and God bless.